dedicated to all those who did it. Most suppose in the forest realm lies merely what's heard with the ears and seen with the eyes. Marvel do many at nature's display, yet comprehend few what a witness they. In other words, most of us have no idea what's really going on in the forest. Fortunately, the story you are about to hear reveals many secrets of this whimsical world. And as a bonus, you will come to understand just how important it is to get a good education, even in the Timberland realm. Our story begins with an early morning meeting at Empty Head's Toy Factory, located somewhere in the Big North Woods. Was not the great-grandson of the founder and current owner of Empty Heads has called a meeting to announce important news about the Stumpany. He began the meeting with, as you all know, and finished with, I'm gonna miss you all, as you might have guessed, somewhere between the beginning and the end. Was not announced his plans to retire in a tree ring or two and sell the Stumpany to who knows who. Sound familiar? Would not, could not, should not, and did not listen carefully, as was not explained the Stumpany's new and very generous education assistance program. When the meeting was over and was not walked out the door, the little knots talked about the changes in store. Would not spoke first, saying, I would like to go to college, but several years ago, termites chewed my favorite pencil, and I don't think I will ever be able to replace it. So, he didn't go to college. Nope, he didn't go. Soon after, could not proclaimed I could go to college if I wanted to, but I don't want to. So there, of course, she didn't go to college either. Just moments later, should not added, I should go to college. But there are so many other things I should do first. Perhaps I'll get some of them done soon.
He also passed on college.
Did not, however, was excited, you know, for college was a place she always wanted to go. Her mind started dreaming of all she could be after earning that prestigious hardwood degree. Of course she'd have to read every journal and scour every book, then time permitting, at the stars have a look. Maybe she'd discover new species in forests far away, or unlock a wormhole and travel the cosmos in a day.
She'd be an astronaut.
Possibly she'd use physics to solve the origins riddle, or employ the arguments of law to gain an innocence acquittal.
He's not innocent, Your Honor.
Oh, this might be a good time to tell you, when a knothead says not something, they, what they really mean is in the very most way. If not a lawyer, perhaps a physician she'd be, or a researcher with test tubes in a laboratory. She'd likely craft a new medicine to cure a disease, or run for office on the platform of peace.
Elected not.
Then, after a few moments of wishful thinking, reality set in. Oh my, did not sighed, who am I kidding? She asked. You see, despite Did Not's enthusiasm about the prospects of going to college, there were some things troubling her. After all, a long drought meant liquidity was low,
making muddy very tight.
Her tree shadows were extremely limited. Her bunny mobile needed repair. And now, heightened tensions in the Meadow East meant grass prices would be going even higher. Lastly, Did Not knew her little knots at home needed her now more than ever. Naturally, Would Not, Could Not, and Should Not agreed with Did Not's bleak assessment of her college prospects. Furthermore, they each vocally expressed their votes of no confidence, and they did so loud enough that Did heard every word.
I could do it, but she'll never make it.
I wouldn't even try if I were her.
She should think of her little knots at home. They really need her.
No one can say for sure why, but it was in that very moment that something extraordinary and life-changing occurred. Maybe it was the lack of support from the other knots. Perhaps it was did Knot's competitive nature or her dream of having a successful career. Possibly, just possibly, it was the unending love that did Knot had for her family which prompted her decision. You see, did Knot reason that earning a college degree would prove pivotal in providing a better future for her little Knots in the tree rings to come regardless of the exact reason. Did Knot made up her mind she was gonna rise above her current circumstances. She was gonna go to college. All she had to do now was pick a good school. But with so many colleges, which one was the jewel? After searching the web and calling a dozen or two, did Knot narrowed her choices between Big Woods Tech and Big Woods U.